Welcome back, Anya. I'm calm, professional female. The most dangerous career strategy in the AI era is trying to outrun AI at producing code. These tools can generate familiar patterns quickly, and that capability will continue to reshape software work. But software engineering has never been only about typing syntax. Its deeper value lies in deciding what should be built, understanding constraints, judging trade-offs, finding subtle failures, and taking responsibility for systems in the real world. The concrete risk is not simply that an AI tool replaces an engineer. It is that another engineer learns to use AI effectively while also exercising stronger judgment, communicating better, and owning larger outcomes. That combination can make routine implementation skills less distinctive. So the goal is neither to resist AI nor to trust it blindly. The goal is to become the person who can direct, verify, and improve what it produces. One useful lens is the automation paradox. As tools handle more routine work, human oversight can become more important, not less. Generated code may look polished while containing incorrect assumptions, security weaknesses, fragile dependencies, or poor architectural choices. Engineers who can review outputs, design reliable tests, investigate failure modes, and connect technical decisions to customer needs remain essential. Career resilience, therefore, rests on several durable capabilities. Learn AI-assisted development through real tasks rather than demonstrations. Strengthen fundamentals in system design, data flow, security, testing, observability, and performance. Build domain knowledge so you understand why a feature matters, not merely how to implement it. Practice explaining decisions to technical and non-technical colleagues, and create visible evidence of impact, reduced incidents, faster delivery, simpler architecture, better developer workflows, or clearer documentation. You do not need to chase every new model or framework. Use a practical rule, explore broadly, adopt selectively, and verify relentlessly. Choose one recurring part of your workflow, perhaps writing tests, debugging, reviewing code, or documenting a service, and compare your normal process with an AI-assisted one. Measure quality as well as speed. Keep what helps, reject what weakens judgment, and record what you learn. As we begin, consider this. If writing code becomes easier for everyone, which difficult decisions, responsibilities, and outcomes could make you unusually valuable?